lie are you believing today? You may not even realize you are. As you go through your day, every decision you make, every action, every inaction, the way you communicate or react and interact with people, the choices you make, are all directly a result of what you believe to be true. It's easy to want to blame someone for our actions, but we must face what we believe and why. Many of your beliefs and actions are rooted in circumstances that were beyond your control. But here's the truth. Today, you have a choice. Will you continue believing, acting out of, and being held captive by a lie? Here's what I mean. I'll give you a personal example. One of my lies that creeps into my heart and mind is this: you're not enough. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you do, no matter how much you accomplish, it is never enough. Anyone else hear that one? The root of that lie is based on performance. I am a recovering people pleaser, and there was a point in my life I came face to face with it. I was exhausted, and it was affecting my physical body, my emotional and spiritual health, as well as my relationships. I began taking an inventory of my unhealthy actions and feelings. As I did, God began revealing the roots of my heart, motives, and brokenness that was leading to those unhealthy patterns. I experienced Romans 12:2, where it says we can renew our mind and transform our thinking as we focus on the truth of God's word. That's great news. We don't have to stay stuck. The truth is, I am loved. God loves me. The truth is, there is nothing I can do to earn that love. I am loved unconditionally by God. When I rest in that truth and accept that love, my actions begin to be more balanced and my heart motives change. I was doing all these things, trying to please everyone around me for the purpose of being okay, of being enough, not just for myself, but for everybody else as well. I was doing all these things, trying to feel something. I realized I can never do enough to be okay. Living under that lie left me empty. I was in bondage and walking in a constant state of shame and guilt. I was tired of it. And by God's grace, I was able to see it and make a change believing what is true. Are you tired of the battle in your mind and heart for what is true? Fight for truth in your heart and life. How do you do that? You put on your armor daily. Ephesians 6:14. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Satan is the father of lies, but he cannot stand against the truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." Buckle up with that truth today. Whatever lie you are believing, speak it out right now and shine the truth of Jesus on it. It's a chain-breaking gospel that gives you peace. That's the truth. Stand firm against the lie you're believing. Know truth, believe truth, live out of that truth, and find rest even in the midst of all you're doing. I'm Lori Klein.